The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Friday, 14th of May, 2010, and I'm going to bring up a gentleman by the name of Dr. Rex Rammel. Well, who is Rex Rammel, and what does he have to do with this program, and why do you need to hear it? Good questions. He's running for governor of Idaho. And what is on this man's list, by the way, it'll be Idaho's 33rd governor. There's all sorts of things that are going on in this country that people in Idaho, as well as the rest of the states in this union, well, maybe all except California, which we're desperately trying to sell to the red Chinese for 10 cents on the dollar, will excuse the debt, but they've got to take it with them. At any rate, we remember the old adage, well, you know, what goes on the left coast will eventually start infecting the rest of the country. Well, yeah, it has. We had an exhaustive search for good representatives, either state senators or state legislators in the state of California, and I talked to three political groups out there. They couldn't come up with one single name. The pool has been piddled in so much in California, in other words, they have fouled it so bad, that a lot of these people that forever put California in the proverbial hole, well, they left. They moved northward. They went to Washington. They went to Oregon. I don't know if they ended up in Idaho. We'll have to ask Mr. Rammel about that. But he, like I said, he's running for governor. And I don't put political wannabes on this broadcast very often. But here's the thing, folks. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether this man gets the governorship of Idaho is not immaterial. What is going on is the battle. And there is collateral damage that is done when you battle. In this particular case, it's good damage, because the damage is done to those that don't want to see true economic freedom and liberty in this country any longer. They seek to control. Everything is centralized and federalized. But I'll tell you what's happening on the way to this merry little party for the governorship of Idaho. There's a whole lot of people that is getting edumacated. And that goes with any efforts that many organizations and many people have done throughout the years. They may not win their goal, but they have a good time doing it, and there's a lot more people that are brought up to speed in that process. So we will bring Dr. Rex Rammel up on this broadcast right after this short break. And we'll get into this, some of the nuts and bolts. If you think Idaho's suffering specific problems, think again. The problem that Idaho is having right now is being shared by the other 49 damaged states as well. We'll be right back.
Heart- Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have with us today Dr. Rex Rammel, running for governor of Idaho. Good afternoon, doctor. How are you?
Well, very, very well. Thank you very much.
You know, I didn't get your bio here. You're a doctor of?
Veterinary medicine.
Veterinary medicine, okay. And you are running for governor of Idaho. What type of support are you getting right now?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to win.
Okay.
We have people rallying all over the state, but it's grassroots support. I will be the people's governor versus the establishment governor of Idaho. So we've got a real war going on up here between the status quo, the career politicians, and the people.
Well, and Idaho is sharing many of the same problems as the other 49 states in the union. And, doctor, sometimes I marvel at the people that want to seek office. I can remember a time that when people were tapped to become a president or a congressman or a senator or a state senator or state legislator, whatever, it wasn't necessarily something that somebody went after. A lot of times people were nominated, they were drug into the arena kicking and screaming. They didn't want to do it. What was your motivation behind doing this?
Well, I've had a life-changing experience with the government of Idaho. I was a rancher and actually raised elk. My animals got out in 2006, and we have a lot of anti-elk ranching types, animal rights activists, environmentalists that have really caused quite a problem in Idaho. And they put pressure on the governor at the time, who is now our United States Senator, and he issued an executive order and had all of my elk that escaped through a hole in the fence, had them all shot. And it changed my life, put me out of business. And I was so furious that government could come in there under the color of law and take my property rights from me, guaranteed by both the United States Constitution and the Idaho Constitution. I was so furious that I decided that I would see what I could do about it. And so I started campaigning 3 years ago, ran for the United States Senate against the same guy that was the governor that signed the executive order to have my elk killed. I lost, but I built up good name recognition, a good base across the state, and when the governor's seat came open, I said, that's the position I want, because I no longer believe that America can be saved from Washington. I believe that the governors of the 50 states have the responsibility to save this country.
There has been an ongoing exercise by the federal government to centralize everything, and a lot of people have done their due diligence and history on the United States when the changes started taking place, and I guess we can go back to Reconstruction of 1867, and that'd be a pretty good place to start. But what started happening there, Doctor, is that, the Federalists were having a revival of their dream of centralized power in the country for the nation. Now, time was, the way this thing was drawn up, and it was to everybody's understanding, that, the state was in the catbird seat, and the Fed was beholden to the states, not the other way around. And what we've seen is an immeasurable amount of power that's been shoved into the executive, to the point now that, hey, any president that comes along, whether it be George Bush or Barack Obama or the next guy that occupies the CEO position up there in Washington, D.C., they're going to get in there and do what and use the tools that has been left to them. I mean, right now we can declare war on any country we care to in the entire planet and not have to pass it through Congress to make an official declaration. That is worrisome. More and more of that power is going over to the executive, and we basically have a de facto king right now.
I wouldn't disagree with any of that.
You, I believe, and thank you, Carol Asher, for sending this over. You wrote a book, A Nation Divided, The War for America's Soul.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a book about, it's basically about this usurpation by the federal government of states' rights and how we can get back the states' rights and save the Constitution.
Well, and the art of politics is one of compromise, and politics is the ignoring of the Constitution. I don't see where the federal government has followed the Constitution, and I don't know how many years, maybe even within my lifetime. But I've said this, Doctor, that the key to this whole thing is going to be with the states. There was a reason why this confederation was put together the way it was, the way we broke everything down by state, sovereign state, mind you, broke it down to the county levels, all of which would be easier for the American people, or the people of their respective states, I should be a little bit more clearer on that, to maintain control of politics and policies. But try as they may, and the governors have let us down time and time and time again, it is almost as if the American people themselves looked at the situation, the political landscape, and said, okay, we'll let things go the way they are. They have never understood the power of the state within this confederation of states. But that worm is starting to definitely turn, is it not?
Oh, I agree with that. I like the analogy of Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz and the ruby red slippers that she wore. She had the power all the time to return. She just didn't know it. The states have the power, and they've always had the power, but not until just recently. And I don't think that it's a complete understanding by the states. There's still a lot of governors out there that do not know what power they have. They're talking and making a little bit of noise, but no governor has really made a strong move to reclaim states' rights. The Arizona deal with illegal immigration, I commented the other day, it'll be interesting to see what they do when the judicial, the federal judicial system comes in there and says, this is unconstitutional, you can't do this. Or with Utah's governor, who claimed eminent domain over their public lands, what will they do when the federal judicial system comes in and says, that's unconstitutional, you can't do that? I mean, we're at the phase right now where governors are starting to do more than talk, but will they back down when the federal government says, the Supreme Court has ruled this is unconstitutional, we expect you to obey the rule of law? Will those governors back down? And that's where I'm different than these other governors. I'm ready to go to battle with these guys. I don't care if the states, and Idaho's one of the states that joined the health care lawsuit, I don't care if we win or lose. Obviously, I'd prefer to win, because that would at least put the ball back in the federal Congress's court to do something else. But I tell people, you know, if we win the health care lawsuit, they'll just come back around another way. They just keep passing laws until they get the Supreme Court or whoever to rule with them. Idaho's position will be next January on health care and a number of other issues that you have no authority over Idahoans, and we do not respect your laws. They're unjust, and an unjust law is no law at all. And I will not enforce these laws. And if the federal government comes into Idaho and tries to enforce them, we'll arrest them. It's that simple. We'll throw them in jail.
That was exactly my thought today. That has been done before by county sheriffs when they would meander into various states. I remember an issue in Colorado. They were doing reclamation projects, and they were working fine. The states were giddy about it. Enrolls the EPA from the federal government and says, well, wait a minute, you haven't passed our test yet. And they said, well, we don't have to, and we're going to invite you to leave, and please leave us alone, but thank you anyway for, calling on us. Well, they left and then came right back, and the county sheriff out there said, look, you don't get it. He says, I'm not going to have this conversation with you again. The only conversation you're going to be having is on the payphone after I arrest you for your one phone call. You can call Washington to come and post your bail and get you out of my jail. And this is the attitude, and that I think, Mr. Rammel, that's got to be taken, because we are in a fight of our life right now. This country is a mere, 235 years old? We have become the imminent power on the face of the planet, not only economically and militarily, but ideologically speaking. People were falling over themselves trying to get into this country because they recognized what this country was and what its true values were. And the value was of that one individual. You know, and it seems to really go by a lot of people, and they're adopting the mantra, well, it's got to be good for the masses. Well, hold on here a second. If freedom and liberty, economic freedom and liberty, the liberty and freedom to contract and do what you will is jeopardized, and the one individual can't do it successfully, how do we multiply that problem and that it's going to work for the masses? It's an interesting question. We'll take the break. My guest today, Dr. Rex Rammel, he is running for the governor of Idaho. And like I said, folks, even if he doesn't win, there is a whole bucket load of people out there that are getting a what for out of this man in Idaho.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. We posted, and I had to think long and hard about posting this on our main page for the network. It was the border war they don't talk about in the controlled media, and I put a warning up there, graphic content. And just to let you know, Mr. Rammel, these pictures of what I speak are the mass murders that are going on, and it's centered now around the drug war. Mexico not to be left out and the criminality down there. They figured that, you know, we can grow coca down here and we can make cocaine, we can ship marijuana across the border into the United States. And I've had numerous people just in the last day or so contact me wanting me to release the rights to them for the pictures. One was Nick Valencia over at CNN, which I talked to today. Hustler magazine, believe it or not, a guy writing a story for that wants to have the go-ahead to reproduce those pictures. Here's the deal. Valencia said something very interesting to me, Dr. Rammel. He said, you know, the United States and Mexico are inextricably tied, so this issue of immigration, which people have forgotten how to say illegal alien, these aren't illegal immigrants. You can't be an illegal immigrant. If you go through the process, and you go through the immigration process, you pass the smell test, and congratulations, and then you're allowed to come into the country. These are illegal aliens. The good news is because of the economic downturn, the more honest ones that came here really for the work, about 8 to 10 million of those, doctor, have returned to Mexico. So much so that there are parts of Mexico down there complaining that so many of their countrymen are returning and they don't know what to do with them. Well, congratulations, we don't either. The issue of illegal aliens in this country, of what Arizona had just done, and we talked about that briefly, that mirrors what the federal government, its guidelines were, and they're objecting. They're saying that, as you stated, it's constitutional for us to do it. Well, they haven't done it. Because of the agreements of NAFTA and GATT and the SPP with George Bush and Valente Fox, it is unspoken but well known within South and Central America and Mexico that it's a green light. Get yourself somebody that runs illegals into the country. They'll shepherd you in, pay a good price, and here you are. We still have guesstimated about 22 million illegals in this country. And the pushback that I'm seeing right now is, what are you doing here, folks? Are you going to allow the government to give you a national ID card so they can categorize and file all this information into their supercomputers? You know, it's called the old Hegelian dialectic. We didn't get into this situation. It's taken about 20 years for this situation to get as bad as it has, and it's not going to be done away with overnight. It's going to take us quite a few years to reverse this trend and get everybody back where they should be. But what is your official position here? If you were governor of Idaho and you had illegals running around in your state, what would be your official policy?
Well, number one, we do have illegals running around in our state. It's estimated between 35 and 45,000, which is a small number compared to Arizona, but nonetheless, still a significant number for Idaho in proportion to our population. I would imagine that, there are several people in the legislature that have tried to do something about the problem. If I'm the governor of Idaho, and we can't pass any legislation, I will sign an executive order to remove them, following Arizona's newly passed bill. I just have no tolerance for that. When the federal government won't do its job, then the states have to do it.
Well,
and Idaho is not going to turn into a California. That'll be the last thing we're going to do.
Well, and what job has the federal government done that has been successful? All as I see is a long train of usurpation and absolute disaster. We've had a war on drugs. We've had a war on drugs kicked off by Dick Nixon. We've spent $1 trillion. We've got more drugs and more murders on the streets now than we ever have. We saw the federal government adopt the private industry of making money. We call that the Federal Reserve, making money off of money. We've seen the federal government do that. And the very same year, they instituted the IRS, which really wasn't that big of a problem, up to and including through World War II. But now it's a problem. We have many problems in this country that have been started by the Fed, and then it just grew like a bad mold, and it's choking the life out of this country.
Well, my position is they will either return to their limited enumerated powers in Article 1, Section 8, or we will support the dissolution of the Union.
Those are pretty heavy words.
We are no longer free, in my opinion. We've become slaves to the federal government, and now it's time to fight to return the freedom that we once had. The states created the federal government. We can abolish the federal government. I believe that we're at that point in history. We will either save the Constitution as it exists, or each of the states will reclaim their independent sovereign rights and be separate from each other.
All right.
With no union.
And I don't think we need to go there. We'll discuss more of this and also some of the topics covered in your book as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We have had an absolute cancer in this country, and I'm referring to the Federal Reserve, a private corporation, for profit. Their profit is derived on making a profit out of the fiat currency that they print up. In other words, they're selling money. That was not what banking in the United States was supposed to be. And I dare say, Doctor, that is our number one priority in this country, because this is what has the states on its knees right now. The economy is down. The tax base is all but disappeared. The only solution that they can come up with is printing more money. The proverbial carrot going out to the states, oh, we'll give you more unemployment benefits, this, that, and the other. I don't want any more benefit from the federal government. The problem I'm having, Doctor, and I want to vet this out pretty thoroughly, is the idea that somehow, if we can't get the Fed straightened around, that somehow we either secede or we come up with a different form of government in this country. I don't see anything wrong with the form of the government. I just see an out-of-control Fed that has forgotten their role in the governance in this country. I have fought the idea of secession. What are you going to do when you secede? We've got our, like here in Texas, our backs are to Mexico, and we'd be facing the overrunning Fed in front of us. I don't see this as a solution. I see it more as a solution of the states really putting the good foot forward in the 10th Amendment movement, and just not to stop with immigration or whatever, but restoring full states' rights, putting the jack in the box back in the box in Washington, D.C. I'm not a big fan of separating or doing any of that other stuff. We've even had Russians proclaiming that, well, the new map for the United States, you're probably going to see maybe five or six different regions. The government is going to change. This is not 1776. We have people around the world that really don't like us. We have to have a strong national defense. I don't see where the states can muster that, because the states don't have the codes for nuclear weapons if we should ever need them. I don't see the states mustering forces that if we have to defend this country. I'm not a big fan of standing armies and how we're branched out all over the world for, as some would put it, and it's a misnomer, empire building. We're not empire building. We're not Rome. We're not England. The sun does set here on the United States. Dr. Rammel, there has got to be a way to restore the constitutional requirements that the Fed is supposed to follow through the federal constitution, as well as the states, which they have been rather amiss in its duty and obligation to follow those states' constitutions as well.
Oh, I believe there is. It's the 10th Amendment. But I talk about secession very, very cautiously. It is not, it is the last option on the table. But it is still an option. We have to remember that. The 10th Amendment is our only hope before dissolution of the Union. We cannot allow the federal government to usurp authority and rule as a tyrant over the United States. I mean, that is an option that is off the table as far as I'm concerned and all the Idahoans I know. We will not let this continue. We'll either force them back in their constitutional limited role, or Idaho will secede. One of the two. I believe that we need to give every effort to saving the Union, do everything we can to force federal government back into that role before we even consider secession. Because the point is well taken, and I don't know anybody that disagrees. There was a reason that we united in the first place, because we're stronger militarily, defensively, as the United States than we are as 50 different states. And so I'm all for that. Yeah. But let it be known to Mr. Obama that just as soon as the Republican primary in Idaho is May 25th, and the governor's race is over, either the incumbent's going to win or I'll win. If I win... I'll serve him notice that next January it's all going to change in Idaho. They will no longer be welcome here without permission, except for those areas where we recognize their constitutional authority.
And on your campaign strategy, have you followed pretty much the model of, say, Dr. Ron Paul?
No. I don't go as far as Ron Paul on some things. I like Dr. Paul. A lot of the stuff that he advocates, I'm in 100% support of. I'd like to see the Federal Reserve Act abolished, the 16th Amendment and the 17th Amendment both repealed. I believe he supports both of those. I'm disappointed with Dr. Paul's position on earmarks. Some people think it's not that big of a deal in light of $14 trillion debt. But I don't appreciate that position, and I'm not anti-war. Somebody comes to the United States and blows up, the two towers, there's going to be hell to pay. I think that taking the position of leave them alone, they'll leave us alone, is very dangerous. I like Reagan's position, peace through strength, and talk softly and carry a big stick. That will be Idaho's policy. Next January, we're going to build up our state militia. We're going to fortify the state. We're going to not ask the federal government to leave. We're going to tell them to leave. Two-thirds of our state is controlled by the federal government. They used to let us use that land for our economy, logging, mining, etc. That has all been closed down by the environmentalists. Idaho is literally starving to death because our economy is based on the natural resources on the two-thirds of the land in Idaho.
Well, and I think
we've lost that, and yeah, we're in serious trouble, and frankly, we have to have it back. We can no longer survive without it.
Well, and I think it must be stated that these well-intentioned, well-meaning environmental groups out there, you know, who can argue with clean air and clean water and all these other things? Well, I certainly can't. I think it's the responsibility of all of us to protect the resources for successive generations yet to come. But most of these environmental groups are taking their cues and their tips and support through the United Nations Sustainability Project, Agenda 21.
That's right. Yeah, I have no sympathy for them. Their ostensible reason is for clean air, clean water. But there's an underlying agenda with these people, and I consider them enemies to the United States. They go through the court system. They use our system in a legal manner. But if there's any one group that can be blamed for the problems in the United States, it's environmentalists. And we will tolerate them no longer in Idaho. They're welcome to try to sue in state court once we get the federal government out of here. But they will not make any progress, I guarantee you. They can only win in federal court by judge shopping, and we will not recognize the court's decisions when they do that. That's going to stop.
Well, and you brought up another interesting point here. What do we do with the federal judges within your state?
We don't have a problem with the federal judges in the state of Idaho as long as they only judge on areas that they have authority for.
Herein, the problem expands.
The problem with the United States, the federal judges are ruling on areas they have no authority over. The Health Care Act, that should not be held in a federal court. The Supreme Court should have no jurisdiction over making a decision about whether health care and health insurance should be mandated on the states. That's why my position is that we will not recognize whatever judgment they make. And Congress has the power to limit what the federal government rules on. But they've not held them to that part of the Constitution.
Okay.
They rule on everything.
Yeah, I understand.
And then we accept it as constitutional law, not as of next January. If they get outside of their bounds, I don't care what decision they come up with. And in fact, Idaho will not even recognize their subject matter jurisdiction on these issues. We won't just, if they claim we're doing something unconstitutional, and we believe that we're not, we won't even show up for court. That is one thing that the states have got to do. They've got to quit recognizing the federal government, quit allowing the federal judges to make decisions on areas they have no authority over.
Well, and that is the broader subject matter that I want to delve into a little bit here because, okay, if we have activist federal judges, as you said, and I like the term shopping for judges in which they can push their cases through, but we've already had a law that's been established, say, through the EPA or through the Food and Drug Administration. Food and Drug Administration, these cases are handled by the courts, the federal courts, in all 50 states. And where did they derive that power from? Well, there was a little thing called the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. Tack on to that the reason why and the ability for them to get their national health care done was done under Commerce Clause. So we've got commerce clauses, we've got uniform commercial codes. We have an entire matrix that has been set up by the federal government, and suffice it to say, you and I probably combined lifespan-wise, it's going to take us that long to undo all of what they have done. But the problem...
I don't know that I would agree with that.
Okay.
I think if the states will get... You know, this is what I believe. And I think one state needs to elect one governor that will take the lead, and I think you'll see the other states fall in behind.
That's why I wanted Ron Paul to run for governor of Texas instead of president of the United States, an office, by the way, which he never really wanted.
If Ron Paul, with all due respect to Ron Paul, if he understood that the states had the power, he wouldn't be sitting in Congress. He'd be running to be the governor. Ron Paul does not understand that the states' rights, the Tenth Amendment, will be the salvation of America, or he would be running to be the governor.
He's a good man,
but he falls short in his vision there. And that's all I better say about Ron Paul, because I'm talking in Texas right now.
Well, no, that's okay. I'm in Texas, and I've talked extensively about it. I've talked to him personally about it before, and this was years ago. This was 7-8 years ago. I had an opportunity to talk to he and his wife, and I first mentioned, you know, why don't you run for president? Well, he and his wife both said simultaneously, they'll kill me. That was him talking, and his wife said they'll kill him. I said, okay, what about governor of the state of Texas? Same thing applied. And I said, well, wait a minute here. I said, I could see, you know, I can see you going the Kennedy way or whatever, or the Lincoln way, if you got into the White House and you rubbed too many people the wrong way. I could see that happening. I said, but down here in Texas, a little different story. Yeah, it's a big state, but we could stack security around you like cordwood. They'd literally have to drop an atomic bomb on Austin, Texas, to get rid of you.
Actually, I think that is exactly what Idle's going to have to do. I am quite sure, soon as I win this election, and I will win it on May 25th, it will be over, even though the general election's not until November. The Obama and the boys will have their sights zeroed in on me, and I will not leave this state. I won't have any power to do anything that would violate federal law until January, next January. But at that point, my plan is to stay in Idaho and surround myself with, security and lead the states. Idaho, and you mark my words, I win on May 25th. Idaho will lead the states in a revolution to reclaim America. We're in the position to do it because we have the 33 million acres of federally controlled public land. That puts Idaho in a different situation than Texas or many of the other states. And when we take those public lands back, we don't need federal money. There are trillions and trillions of dollars of wealth above and below the ground in Idaho. We don't need one penny from the federal government, so they cannot hold us hostage with economic sanctions. We take our land back and kick the federal government out of the state, and then you'll see some more governors get some courage. And so I am excited to do this. We're about to have an Idaho miracle take place. We could sure use the people down in Texas that want to support us and let us take the lead. We could use some support in the campaign.
Yeah, we've got Rick Perry down here.
Rick talks a good talk, yeah. But he's like all the rest. When push comes to shove, he backs down. They all talk about, oh, we're not going to take any federal stimulus money, and then they have their hands out.
Yeah.
And you know, like I just said, Texas is in a different situation than Idaho. Texas has control over 99% of its land. Denying or not accepting the federal money is probably a more serious situation in Texas than it is in Idaho. Because if Idaho says we don't want the money, just give us our land, we have a way to survive. In fact, Idaho would be much better off if we had control of our land than in the indentured servant role we're playing in Idaho right now to the federal government.
Understood. We've got callers waiting to talk to you, sir. Let's go first to George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing? How you doing, Governor-elect?
Thank you very much. Very well.
Okay, I just got one question for you. Austin Police Department, I heard, has a contract that took federal money to go take people's blood on the side of the highway. If a city, what if, say, one of your cities in Idaho takes federal money to go without warrants and stop everybody and draw their blood without warrants, without a crime committed, would you personally go arrest that police chief for violating people's rights?
Absolutely. Well, we're not going to take federal money for anything like that. That's number one, so it won't even be an issue. But yes, any of that would be illegal in Idaho, and I will enforce it.
You don't care if you jail police chief and put it on the front news, set an example if you violate people's rights?
January 1st is going to be a new sheriff in Idaho, and his name's Rex Rammel. And I'm not scared of man nor beast. If somebody is violating somebody's rights, they will be punished.
Okay, and the other question is, in Oklahoma, when they tried passing the state sovereignty bill, the state police went into the state house lobbying on the behalf of the Department of Homeland Security. Will this not be tolerated? Your state police will not be lobbying against your behalf in the legislature or lobbying against your laws that you want initiated for the Department of Homeland Security. You will not tolerate any agency in your state to go and lobby your legislature on behalf.
That is correct. Any part of the executive branch in Idaho, anything that is done will be done only with my approval. I'm the chief executive officer. There will be no lobbying by any agencies below me without my knowledge and permission.
All right, George, I thank you for your call. Don in Reno. Hello, Don.
John, how are you doing today?
Good.
I've got a question for the good doctor.
Go ahead.
First off, doctor, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of your energy you've expended so far.
Thank you.
My question is simply this. If you haven't looked at the banking model in North Dakota, I'm wondering if you'd take a hard look at it and maybe consider setting up, as the Bank of North Dakota has, setting up your own central bank and being the chairman of it.
I think that I am aware of what North Dakota is doing. And there's no question in my mind, unless we can abolish the Federal Reserve and get America back on track, that each of the states will have to have their own banking system.
Yeah.
What the perfect system is, I do not know at this point. But I'm well aware that Idaho will have to take care of its own monetary system, depending on what happens with the federal government.
Apparently, North Dakota's central bank's been rolling along since 1919.
Yeah, I look forward to researching that and getting people that are more knowledge in monetary issues than I am.
Last question.
Yes.
How is the state bill going on the silver medallions to pay state taxes with?
I don't think it made it out of committee, but I like the idea. You know, Idaho has one of the richest gold and silver mine deposits in the United States. We have a very, very wealthy county, or could be wealthy. A county that used to provide 40% of Idaho's taxes, now because of the EPA is only providing 1% of Idaho taxes. I look forward to opening back up those mines and getting making gold and Idaho gold and silver a very valuable product. There's going to be a lot of people who want to move to Idaho very shortly. I guarantee you. I tell people, I say, you elect me to be the governor, our biggest problem is keeping people out of this state.
Well, God bless you, sir. And John,
yes, sir.
If I could indulge you in a phone call when Mr. Salente comes on, I'd like to ask him about the SDRs.
Yeah, Gerald Salente will not be on the program today.
Oh dear.
No, he. It had a conflict that they had overlooked, and he will not be able to join me on air this afternoon.
Well, the SDR situation is, in my opinion, the next, let's say, weapon of mass financial destruction on all countries.
Understood. That's a topic for another time. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Appreciate it, Don. Yeah, the issue, and I had made this statement before, there's a lot of debt out there. And I think it's unrealistic, Doctor, to say that, well, okay, we'll do our own state bank and, okay, that's fine. And the way this is running right now, we have a private corporation that's loaning money at interest And if I was any sort of a bank whatsoever, if I had a client like the United States government, I would have cut their water off years ago, because I think they pretty much demonstrated their irresponsibility. If I was a bank president and I had Uncle Sam walk into my bank and say, I want to borrow money, I would ask for his bona fides and his track record, and I would see that, wait a minute, there is no repayment here. There's just constant borrowing. Oh, you service the debt by paying interest only, but never the principal. In the state situation, I see a way out of this if we cannot get the Fed Reserve and pull their bank charter. I can see the state banks working under the same model that the Fed Reserve works at right now.
I am sure that we need to not model after the Federal Reserve.
No, let me
That's
finish.
That's what I'm sure of.
Let me finish, and it might clarify my position. That only as a transitional type of banking system, it'd still be fiat, but with an important difference. One, you would not have extraordinary rates for like 30-year mortgages. You could get the rates down for a couple of percentage points. You could have 15-year mortgages instead of 30. Instead of paying all those tens of thousands of dollars in interest, that could be rather quickly done away with. On the issue of the banks and those profits from that interest they charge, they loan money for money, reduced rates within the states, even for credit cards, I can see this happening. But here's the important difference, that the money that is made off of that state bank, those profits roll back into the state's coffers. In other words, it stays within the state of Idaho. And nobody is there just pocketing the profit and then doing whatever with it.
I'm not exactly sure what the best system is out there. One thing I absolutely believe, and where America got off track, was when we got off the gold standard. If fiat money it's got to be backed by gold or silver or something valuable, or it's not worth anything.
Yeah, but how?
That's what we need to do. We got to get back on the gold standard as part of the solution, and then we couldn't run up all this debt because we wouldn't have, the hard assets to back it up.
No,
it would limit their ability to do that.
No, I understand that, but we're still dealing with a massive amount of debt under there that's still flying under the Federal Reserve flag.
I know,
that's the transitional problem that I'm speaking of. That eventually, I would more than love to see currency backed by gold and silver, most assuredly. But in order to make that leap, I think gold would have to be priced out now at probably better than $50,000 an ounce.
Yeah.
And that would be a commodity that nobody could afford. Tell you what, can you stay with us into the next hour?
Yeah, I can stay a little longer. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do that then. Callers, get your questions out, 800-313-9443. I'll ask you to be very succinct with your questions. Hold your opinions. Questions, please. 800-313-9443. And maybe this is a little premature, but we might be speaking to Governor-elect Dr. Rex Rammel out of the great state of Idaho. We'll see what happens May 25th. Stick around. More with the good doctor right after this.
With recent